This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Bloomer School District has announced plans to propose a capital referendum in the upcoming November election. According to district officials, the referendum was approved by the School District of Bloomer Board of Education at its July 15th meeting. If approved by voters in November, it would give the district an additional $77 million of funding for the construction of a new high school building with a community performing arts center, as well as infrastructure and safety improvements at Bloomer Middle and Elementary schools. According to a press release, Bloomer Board of Education officials say the proposal has been in the works for over 2 years. In addition to the facility planning, financial analysis, and input from a community facility planning committee, the district also conducted a community survey nearly 2 years ago to gauge interest in the project from local residents. They say that survey showed the new high school and community performing arts center was a priority for local residents. More information on the referendum proposal is available on the Bloomer School District website. Construction work on a resurfacing project along a well-traveled area in Barron County officially kicked off this week. According to Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials, the project will cover U.S. Highway 63 from U.S. Highway 8 East in Turtle Lake to Wisconsin Highway 48 West in Cumberland. The project is scheduled to wrap up in November and will see culvert work, guardrail replacements, and high-friction surface treatment. US 63 will remain open to traffic, but drivers should expect to encounter flagged single-lane closures and side road closures. Eau Claire County officials are inviting residents to participate in another clean sweep event this week. According to a press release, the event will take place on Saturday at WRR Environmental Services on Ryder Road in Eau Claire from 8 a.m. to noon. The clean sweep events are meant to give residents an opportunity to safely dispose of hazardous household waste like fertilizers, motor oil, and more that can't be placed in the usual trash. More information on what can be disposed of for free and for an additional fee is available on the Eau Claire County website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Authorities say a pilot is okay after their plane crashed yesterday flying to EAA. The single-propeller two-seat aircraft crashed in a marshy area along the south shore of the Fox River, west of Lake Puckaway in the town of Montello. The pilot was the only person on board heading to the Oshkosh fly-in from Colorado. A 13-year-old Amish girl is dead in Sauk County after authorities say a truck hauling a trailer crashed into her buggy. It happened last week in Ironton. Sauk County Sheriff's deputies say the Laval teen was pronounced dead at the scene. The 81-year-old driver of the truck appeared to be unharmed. The sheriff's office noted the buggy had lights and the girl was wearing a reflective vest at the time. The horse pulling the buggy was also not injured. After months of investigating, fire officials say we may never know exactly what caused a massive fire in Green Bay during a record-setting blizzard last March. The Green Bay Area Metro Fire Department released an update yesterday on the Green Bay Converting Fire. They say the historic blizzard that dumped more than 2 feet of snow on the warehouse collapsed the roof, which certainly contributed to the blaze. Due to the extensive damage caused by the roof collapse and subsequent fire, investigators were unable to identify the specific ignition source, so the cause of the fire cannot be determined. High winds that came with the second largest snowstorm in the city's history made battling the fire at the paper storage facility extremely difficult. It took emergency crews from nearly 20 agencies multiple days to get the fire completely under control. The Larson Road fire was the largest structure fire in Green Bay in nearly 30 years, destroying 320,000 square feet of company property. Gas prices are on the rise again after steadily dropping for about a month during diplomatic talks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices rose 12.2 cents per gallon over the last week, the average in the state on Monday landing at $3.78. This is 5.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 68 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the ongoing U.S.-Iran situation continues to weigh on markets, but soon the issue is going to be more about global refining capacity and less about crude oil. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries is causing more strain on an already strained supply picture. Crude oil approached $85 per barrel in Sunday night trading. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
GasBuddy officials say price cycling markets are likely to see another jump in prices in the days ahead. Federal health officials are now saying the original source of a parasitic outbreak was a false positive. Civic Media's Melissa Kay explains.
The Food and Drug Administration is now saying Taylor Farms lettuce may not be the culprit behind the large outbreak of cyclospora infections across the country. The FDA had previously announced that Taylor Farms lettuce from Mexico was tainted with the cyclospora parasite. The agency issued an update late Sunday saying the test result was a false positive. Their investigation into the large watery diarrhea outbreak is continuing. However, Taylor Farms continues to recall its shredded iceberg lettuce and salad kits that contain iceberg. According to Food Safety News, the recall includes Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce products distributed from June 29th through July 16th. And while the recall includes the Market Side brand products sold at Walmart stores in 15 states, they're mostly southern and eastern states, and Wisconsin Walmarts are not currently part of that recall. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Federal health officials say thousands of people have been sickened by the parasite nationwide. Aviation takes center stage in Oshkosh this week with thousands of visitors arriving for EAA Air Venture. The governor has proclaimed it Aviation Week in Wisconsin as the event marks its 73rd year. Last year's show drew people from nearly 100 countries and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for local communities. This year, the focus includes aviation history and the growing role of women in the field. State transportation leaders say the event also highlights ongoing investments in airports across Wisconsin. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A home run for Coop. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Mets tonight. Brendan Sproat against the Mets lefty, Zach Thornton. The crew beat the Mets 8-3 last night thanks to home runs by Andrew Vaughn, Joey Ortiz, and rookie Cooper Pratt, who says he'll always remember he got it off of former teammate Freddy Peralta.
That's a cool one to get the first one off of, for sure. I don't think I'll ever forget I hit my first one off of Ton. I was there last year in spring training, and he was a pitcher, and I was a position player. I mean, he was super nice.
So did a fan in the stands hold on to the baseball?
No, it's in my locker. I thought I went in the bullpen. I was like, sweet. We got the ball, and then Shocker came up to me. Hey, Coop, I need you to sign a bat real quick.
College basketball, the Badgers' Nolan Winter in Madison at summer practice, back from surgery on his right ankle.
It's been good. My ankle feels good. Every day, every week, we're progressing more and more with rehab and what I'm able to do. But all in all, the offseason's been really good. I've been in good hands here, and my ankle's feeling good.
That's Wisconsin's Nolan Winter with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, breezy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. Our high in the upper 70s to around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest gusting between 20 and 30. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.